the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children, and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins, and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, graciously receive our prayer and praise, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please take the insert for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost as we chant the introit.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul,
Thank you.
and also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the helper of all who call on you, have mercy on us, and give us eyes of faith to see your Son, that we may follow him on the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is from Jeremiah chapter 31. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman and she who is in labor, together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with pleas for mercy I will lead them back. I will make them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively Psalm 126 by whole verse.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. Throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess together the Nicene Creed found on page 206.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn page 41.
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word for us today is the word of Bartimaeus. Have mercy upon me. The cry of the church, our cry, has always been, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me in my own personal struggle right now. Have mercy on me in my marriage, my spouse, and family. Have mercy on me in the neighborhood in which I live and at my workplace where I'm many challenges there. Have mercy on me when I'm lying in the hospital looking up at the white ceiling wondering why am I here. Have mercy on me in all dangerous situations driving down the interstate that we would be kept safe from all harm. Have mercy on me when I've been hurt and betrayed by someone. Have mercy on me, O Lord, when I feel forgotten and misunderstood. And Lord, have mercy on me for when I feel despised and forlorn and alone, you have mercy on me. The cry of the church is what we just sang in the liturgy called the Kyrie Eleison. In Greek, that means, Lord, have mercy on me. And when we sing it in the divine service, we sing it three times. Lord, that is the Father, have mercy upon me. Christ, that is the Son, have mercy upon me. Lord, the Holy Spirit, have mercy upon me. And we sing it with a confidence, like blind Bartimaeus. We sing to the merciful God, Lord, have mercy on me, and we are confident that He hears our prayer. My friends, Jesus had mercy on the blind beggar, Bartimaeus. Jesus has mercy on us. From this text today, for blind Bartimaeus and for you and me, we will look at three aspects of this gospel text. First, for Bartimaeus and for you and me, we can say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Secondly, we can say, along with the people, take heart, get up, He is calling you. Thirdly, we hear the words of Jesus, go your way, your faith has made you well. Along with blind Bartimaeus, we cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus and his father Timaeus, when he is named in the gospel, it means I'm sure he was part of the early Christian church. For him to be named makes him significant. And his father Timaeus. They were in the city of Jericho, which is down southeast of Jerusalem over by the Dead Sea, where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea. Jericho was a place of palm branches and vegetables and fruit. Yes, it was destroyed at the time of Joshua, but it had been rebuilt as the new Jericho in the time of Jesus. And Jesus had come there to preach, and he was leaving. His disciples were with him, and just picture this. There's a great crowd of people, but along the roadside were the beggars, begging for alms for the poor. Jews were required to remember these people in true need. The blind, the lame, the deaf. This was their work. It was an honorable thing for them to beg for alms. And faithful Jews, out of kindness and charity, would give money to support them. And there he is, Bartimaeus. He's blind and he's a beggar, son of Timaeus, sitting by the roadside. He hears and he knows that Jesus is indeed coming by. Sometimes you have a bad day, but you can see he is blind. Sometimes you wonder how you're going to make ends meet. He's a beggar. He relied on the Lord. But he knew who Jesus of Nazareth was. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, Son of David. have mercy on me. Now there is physical sight and there is spiritual sight. He may have been physically blind, but he spiritually had sight. When he calls Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, he's acknowledging that Jesus is true man. When he calls Jesus the Son of David, that was a code word for the Messiah. He's saying, this is the Messiah. This is Emmanuel, God with us. He may have been blind in his eyes, but the eyes of his soul could see Jesus' true identity. This is Jesus, true man. This is Jesus, the Son of David, the Messiah. Jeremiah in the Old Testament lesson foretold that when this one came, the Lord will bring gladness, save the remnant, heal the blind and the lame, and the plea for mercy comes, and they can walk and they can see. That was a promise in the Old Testament lesson today that's fulfilled in Jesus, the Son of David. I'm sure all of you know that that was the line of the Messiah through David and Solomon, Joseph and Mary, and the Messiah must come from the royal line of David. This Son of David also has mercy on us in our cities. They lived in Jericho. We live here. Jesus has come to us. He came from heaven to earth in his incarnation. We are his disciples. We've been baptized at fonts like that. And we've been taught the word of God. We have our own struggles and difficulties, whatever they may be. We just confessed in the creed the same thing Bartimaeus confessed. That Jesus of Nazareth is true man, but he's very God of very God, begotten, not made. He is the royal Son of David, which we confess in the creeds. We cry out, have mercy upon us. The Lord Jesus Christ knows exactly what you're experiencing right now. Your family and friends might not. But Jesus does. Along with him, each day we cry out, Lord, I believe in you. I believe in Jesus, the Son of David. Have mercy on me. Secondly, we join Bartimaeus in rejoicing when they said to him, take heart, get up. He is calling you. For Bartimaeus, to add insult to injury, this blind beggar, as he's crying out to Jesus, the people rebuke him. They're not kind to him. They're cruel. They tell him to be silent, basically saying, shut up. You're bothering us. This is utter cruelty for them to tell him to be silent. But he ignored them, as he should have. He cried out all the more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He was not going to let the Messiah pass him by. He continued to proclaim it, and he would not give up. Jesus heard him, stopped, and said, call him. Think of it. You got all this great crowd of people. Jesus hears them. Call him. Now the crowd says, take heart. Get up. He is calling you. Here we see that the cry of the church, when we also take heart, get up, and we hear his calling us, means that we crying out with the Kyrie eleison, the Lord have mercy, also do this with a loud voice. Perhaps you've been rebuked and silenced because you spoke the word of God. We continue to cry out every day in our devotional life as we read the word of God and pray and bring our needs before the Lord. Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus says, take heart, get up. He is calling you. He calls us through the word of the gospel. The Holy Spirit speaks to us through the word of God. When you came here this morning, the Holy Spirit was calling to you through the words of Jeremiah, spoken in the Old Testament lesson, that he would hear our pleas for mercy and lead us back into his presence. You just heard the word from Hebrews, proclaiming Christ, the high priest, the eternal one who saves us because he is the chief high priest and the intercessor for us by pleading his own blood on our behalf. And he hears our prayer and he is our intercessor. You are hearing the gospel lesson today about the cry of the church and your cry and my cry to have mercy on us. And here, the Lord Jesus Christ has provided a pastor to proclaim the word to you. God is speaking to you through the voice of the pastor. Pastors are called to congregations. Pastors don't foist themselves upon a congregation. The pastor is called to a congregation. And when the pastor comes and preaches the word, that's the word to you. You don't go out looking for it somewhere else. You have a pastor with a real voice speaking a word to you. And when pastors proclaim the gospel, it's the Lord speaking through them to people. Rejoice that you can take heart, because the word continues to be proclaimed to your ears. Be sure it goes from your ears to your mind and to your heart. Be sure it doesn't go in one ear and out the other. From your ear to your mind to your heart. And then you will truly hear God's word. And along with blind Bartimaeus, we also go our way, for our faith has made us well. Bartimaeus now throws off his cloak. Now his eyes might have been poor, but his legs weren't. He sprang up. He was spry. He threw his cloak off. They lead him over to Jesus. And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man says, "Rabbi," that is teacher, "let me recover my sight." Jesus knew that he wanted to have his sight back. But he wanted him to ask him. The same thing is true for you and me. Jesus knows what we need, but he wants us to ask him for whatever it is that we need. Jesus now said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Immediately, he recovered his sight. The Lord Jesus gives us glimpses of heaven. The miracles show us that he is true God. But it also shows us what it will be like in heaven, where the blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk. He's given us a glimpse of the reality that, as the writer of Hebrews said today, he is the holy, innocent, unstained, sinless sacrifice, once for all. God's own Son, the perfect sacrifice. The once for all payment has been made. We can't add anything to it. It's completed in his death and resurrection. We simply receive it by faith. When Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well," what he is meaning is that because the object of your faith was Jesus, it has made you well. We don't have faith in faith. Faith is its object, Jesus. Faith just connects us to Jesus. Our faith is not in our faith. Our faith is in the object of our faith, Jesus. Jesus is the object of our faith. The Son of David has mercy on us. The reason your faith has saved you and made you well is your faith lays hold of the promises of Christ. He who believes has everlasting life. For you and for me, in the midst of our homes and possessions, we can spring up each day and come to Jesus in prayer. We ask him. He says, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" And Jesus is our rabbi and teacher. And what did Jesus say? "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." So you say, "Lord," fill in the blank. Lord, fill in the blank. Everybody in this room is going to fill in that blank with something else. Lord, fill in the blank. Bring whatever that need is, put it in his hands. And faith in him makes us well. Because when we know that the Lord's will is always the best, he will do that which is the best for us in answering our prayers. For his will always be done. So along with blind Bartimaeus, by the way, I always tell the confirmation kids in class, God has a special heart for special needs people. If you see someone who's blind, if you see someone in a wheelchair, look them in the eye or touch them and show compassion for them like Jesus did for those who were special needs. Jesus has a special heart for them. So should we. We should love them as Christ loved them. Because Jesus came to Jericho, Jesus comes here. He cried out, we cry out. Our blindness has been removed. We've been given sight by Jesus. He has reached out and touched you. In the water and word of baptism, in the preaching of the word of God, in the word of absolution, in Christ's body and blood offered on the altar for the forgiveness of sins. In these ways, he reaches out and touches you now. You know, at the end, it says, he followed him on the way. That's a description of all of us. Whatever vocation we have as man, woman, child, mother, father, employer, employee, now that Christ has touched us, we follow him on the way within those vocations. And each time we sing the Kyrie three times, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, we sing it with a vigorous voice like Bartimaeus did. Lord have mercy on me. And we know that Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of David, has mercy on us. It says, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And says to you and me, go your way, your faith has made you well. Thank the Lord that when you cry for mercy, he has mercy on you. And the cry of the church will continue till Jesus returns. Lord, have mercy on me. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen. The prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Hear our cries, be attentive to the voice of our pleas, O Lord, for the sake of Jesus Christ, the Son of David. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send laborers into your harvest, Lord, preachers to gather your elect from the farthest parts of the earth. Sustain all pastors, teachers, laymen, men and women, missionaries, and all who are faithful in their calling. Bless our schools, our teachers, our congregations, and their servants. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church as we enter a new year doing your work. And bless Dr. Michael Paul and his wife, Jen Irene, as he serves in the China Evangelical Lutheran Church in Taiwan at the seminary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, you have appointed us as priests in your kingdom, not to offer dead works out of our own weakness, but to offer prayers and living sacrifices made holy, innocent, and unsustained by the once-for-all service of Christ, our High Priest. Make every Christian household constant in prayer and good works, since our Savior always lives to make intercession for us. To that end, bless Noel and Heather Johnson as they celebrate their anniversary, and Annabelle Harper, Todd Kinnar, Seth Lemke, Bob Lee, and Diana Newman as they celebrate their birthday. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strike down the haughty, O Lord of hosts, and every hostile voice that would rebuke the voice of faith with its cries and prayers. Uphold and protect our nation and its leaders in honest service for the good of the people, especially that the gospel may be preached and heard without hindrance. Bless Courtney Tate, Danny Green, and Ricardo Batanga, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, and Alex Latham as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, save your people, be a father to your Israel, the Holy Christian Church. Give courage to the hearts of all who cry to you for mercy and healing. Be with Mary Bastian, Chris Henderson, Dwayne Grosowski, and Donna Lido, Marie Campbell, Kay Coffey, Virginia Harrod, and Grace Rowley, Judy Smith, Dorothy Maltz, Neil Tato, Jill Harbour, and Candy Darmody. And we give thanks for the birth of baby Emma to Kelly and Austin Peters. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give eyes of faith to all who commune this day, that believing Christ's promises in his testament they would discern the true body and blood distributed here in the sacrament, and so taste and see that the Lord is good. For into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We ask at this time you fill out the ritual of friendship forms found at the end of the pew, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets in the narthex as you leave. We will now gather the offering. You may be seated.
Service of Sacrament, page 208. We stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Pray.
faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Pardon me. Amen.
Glory, how your redeeming grace.
foretaste of the feast to come, in the holy supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.